Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
And The Gabriels is a show which follows on from the Apple Plays in 2015's Brighton Festival. And that's where the audience eavesdrops on an American family as they discuss the political issues of the day. This time around, it's been updated to the run-up to the election of Donald Trump. And Kefi Chadwick has been to see it. Welcome to Radio Reverb, Kefi.
Thank you very much.
I gave a tiny outline-ette of the plays there. I say plays because there are actually three of them. Can you flesh out the concept a bit more?
There's three plays and each of them's an hour and 45 minutes, and each play revolves around the preparation and of a meal by this family. So the play starts with one of the brothers, two brothers and a sister, and their mother, and they're sort of the core of the family. And then they have the brother's wife, and also the older brother's widow. So the elder brother's just died, and it's there, they've just discussed his ashes, and it starts with that. So it's sort of set against the premise of the year in the American election. So it's the first play is about the selection of Hillary, the second one is about the TV debates, and the third one is the night of the election. And when these were performed in America, they were performed on the night of the election, and they didn't know who'd won when they first performed. So they came out of the theatre, and then they obviously found out later that night who had won. So, but there's a wonderful line which is in the third play, which is I think something very bad is about to happen, which obviously is prophetic.
Has it actually been rewritten since the election of Trump?
I don't think so. It's as is because it's really, I mean, it's a political play, but it's not. It's where the personal and the political really meet, and it's about the family, and it's about them preparing a meal and talking about their own economic circumstances and their own relationships and the grief and loss of their brother. And then within that is kind of sort of the chat about Hillary and what she was like as a politician.
So if you're not massively enthusiastic about American politics, is actually as a way of looking in on family life in America, it does that.
It's absolutely brilliant for that. I mean, I think what it shows you, what it's really about is about how the death of the American dream and the idea that, you know, there was the land of milk and honey was possible, and about how that's no longer possible, and that is told through the prism of this family. So it's not about senators and voting and Congress and really complicated things that we don't have here. So it's very relatable.
It doesn't sound too jolly from that description.
Do you know what? It's quietly heartbreaking, but beautifully full of love and hope, I think, at the end, about family and connection and how we connect to each other.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But it is.
Yeah, we do know who got elected, though, don't we?
Yes, but it is. I mean, it is quietly heartbreaking, yes, but in the most beautiful way. And it's fascinating. I mean, I could have watched another one really happily. And I go to theatre a lot and I am bored a lot. I thought this was completely riveting every second. There wasn't a second you tuned out or weren't engaged. So it's an extraordinary feat of writing, actually, in performance.
Because I saw one of the Apple plays, and it's such an interesting concept devised by the writer, Richard Nelson. Because as you say, it personalises politics. And obviously politics is affecting our everyday life. And I just think, you know, that was an incredibly simple but effective idea of discussing these issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's quite a feminist play because it's actually about there's only one male character in it and the rest are all women, and it's about the impact of politics on their lives, which I think is an incredibly interesting way to look at politics.
Now, you saw all three.
I did.
They are on separate evenings. Yeah. I know someone who's going to see just one of them, and if, you know, I'm sitting there going, I can't go to all three.
Yeah.
How do they work as solo pieces?
I mean, I think they would work as solo pieces, definitely, because they're structured around the idea of the preparation of a meal, and they all have a kind of big revelation in them, and they all have a moment of resolution. So they do work as standalones, but I think if you saw one, you would just be itching to see the others. It's like watching a bit of a box set and then going, I won't watch any more of that. So
I mean, as a feat of acting, though, that's really quite impressive, isn't it? To learn three separate shows.
The actors are absolutely extraordinary, I have to say. It's some of the finest performances I've ever seen.
Did you like it?
No, not really, no. No, I just thought it was one of the best pieces of theatre I've ever seen, I would say, quite.
Wow.
And I've been going to theatre, you know, several times a week for years, and it really was sort of
you're practically kind of wanting
to
tell everyone,
I really want
everyone
should go and see, because I think what happens with political theatre, particularly in this country, is it becomes very didactic, it becomes very male, it becomes very ranty, and people, the only people who go are people who already agree with the premise of it. And I think that this is a play that could change your view and change your mind maybe a more liberal take on the world. So I think that's what we need more now. So yeah, I think it's a very powerful piece of work.
And it's on at the Attenborough Centre, or the old Gardner Arts, as was much loved and now revived. I would imagine it works really well in that environment because it's quite an intimate environment.
I think it being in the Attenborough Centre is one of the makings of the piece, because I think if it was in a Pross Arch, a more traditional space, I think it wouldn't be as living and breathing as it is. I think the fact it's on three sides, so you really do feel like you are looking in or from the outside on every dimension of this family. I think that makes it even stronger as a piece of drama.
So I think it gets 5 stars from you.
It does get 5 stars from me.
There was a negative. The negative was that there's only 3, not 4.
Ah, okay.
So I worked with friends and we were all writers and performers, so there were sort of 5 of us, and we all came out and said, I could have watched more, I could have seen more. So that's praise indeed from, you know, a big group of people who watch a lot of work.
There we go. So that's The Gabriels. It's at the Attenborough Centre up at University of Sussex. 5 stars from our reviewer, Kefi Chadwick. Thank you very much, Kefi, for joining us on Radio Reverb.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.